Okay, so it should be okay now. Are there two Georges or? because it is impossible to truly express the silence we use words. But what you are trying to express is the silence. Which is the silence of the universe. Which may not appear to be silent. And yet it is absolute silence. Which is the silence of our true self. The presence. It is within this silent presence that the play which we call life, my life, takes place within and embraced, imbued by the silence of presence. Our stories about ourselves and our tribe, our emotions, they appear within this silent presence. Which is always there. Throughout our experience. this presence is not my presence or your presence. There are no actual borders or delineations within presence. There are no links within presence. It is one, uninterrupted and uninterruptible. So as presence, as awareness, as this silent beingness, there is no beginning and ending. There is no separate me and separate you. There is no separation. It's just one borderless field of beingness. Awareness, consciousness. What makes it my consciousness, my presence, my silence, my awareness? What is this myness, this my personal aspect? What is that made of? Could it be a habitual tendency to resist, somehow resisting thoughts appear which say no to this out of the notion that there is somebody to protect? How can anything be protected from life, being that there is nothing separate from life? Of course, we light the fire when it's cold, open the windows when it's warm. But there is no resistance in that. There is a flow, an easy, harmonious flow. When we are not trying to maintain or protect our imaginary self and our imaginary tribe. In our imaginary future. Things get pretty messy and complicated when we create imaginary borders. Imagine ourselves separate, as a separate self, a separate consciousness, separate from others. Which is not necessary for a harmonious interaction, a harmonious life. In fact, separating ourselves is the party pooper, the spoiler. Which leads to aggressive behaviors, disharmonious relationships. Egoic, hurtful actions. That my consciousness is your consciousness, it's the same. We are the same being. The same essence expressing itself in so many different forms. But the multiple expressions of beingness do not imply separation. Our worries are always about the imaginary me. belief that I end with my body, that I am limited to the body, that I am a body-mind character. This belief that we live out every day, yeah, like a straitjacket, which we put on identify with a bundle of thoughts and images. Feelings. We become some sort of character which we maintain with our beliefs and opinions. While there are no borders to being, to our reality. No beginning, no ending. Somehow, sometimes we hear that, but we don't trust it. We want to believe it, or maybe we even get it. But we hold back. See, how could it be that I have no beginning and ending? I get it, but I've been so habituated to live as a mortal being. How can I let go of that? Can I hold on to both? Can I hold on to the understanding that I, this silent presence, I have no beginning and ending, and at the same time, I am mortal. You can't stand in both camps. That which is can never not be. That which is not has never been and can never be. Which are you? that which is and can never not be. Or that which is not and can never be.